Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Martin Moore, Steve Glenn, and special guest in studio, Mike Vitucci. Mike, a prominent name in the bar and restaurant scene in Greater Milwaukee for over 30 years, owns Uncle Buck's on 3rd Street, just outside Deer District.
Love that place.
Izzy Hops on the east side, Whiskey yes. Bar and Belmont Tavern in downtown Milwaukee, Caffrey's Pub, Irish Pub, and Murphy's Irish Pub on Marquette's campus. So you're all
Small
over the area.
Right here, yeah.
You are so a Milwaukee a couple, bar just a legend. We really awesome. Appreciate your time this morning, Mike. So let's reflect a little bit. I'm fascinated by the ever-changing bar scene, especially here in Milwaukee, where it's such an there's such institutions and such a part of who we are. But how have you adapted and persevered and succeeded through all the years?
Oh, that's very interesting how it evolved. I've been in this business my entire life. I started off at 17 years old, worked for my family, and I never left the industry. I've seen it change drastically. I mean, people would go out when they're miserable. People would go out when they're happy.
It's like that country song. Yeah. Team won, team lost.
You just summed up my life, yeah.
You know, and today people go out for a purpose. The way they flow and why they're going somewhere, it's changed drastically. And now, you know, before you'd own bars in every corner, mm-hmm. people go out drinking. Mm-hmm. Well, now people, you know, you got to have food.
Yeah.
Sitting in a happy hour in a bar.
No.
People walking by, they kind of look at you like, what's that guy up to?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that is truly a trend that's happened in the last 5 years that I think people don't realize unless you're in the industry. There are fewer and fewer places that do not have food if you're a bar.
Yeah.
Because it's just not, you're not going to a bar just to drink. You want something else to do.
Right. And there's no nightclubs like there used to be. Mm-hmm. If you do have a bar, you have cocktails, you got to have a lot of mocktails. You have to have a lot of seltzers and, you know, people drink for a purpose. They want to know what they're drinking. They want to learn about it. They're not going to drink as much and they're willing to drop a little money, but they're not going to sit in that seat like they used to.
Mm-hmm. How has inventory management changed over the years? You know, you mentioned the seltzers, the mocktails. There's a lot of inventory food that you probably didn't used to have 10, 15, 20 years from now. Or maybe I'm wrong. You know, how has that changed and how do you manage that? Because that's an overhead cost that, you know, may not have existed.
Well, I mean, I look at the variations on of my businesses. Like Uncle Buck's is like massive volume because you have the Pfizer next door with 18,000 people there. And, you know, you have to carry a heavy inventory. Mm-hmm. So we try to carry the popular brands that move. A lot of companies will kind of try to sell you up on things, the newest, the next best thing. And I don't always believe in that. So we're particular about the brands we choose.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But there is a significant amount of inventory that you carry. It could be from your smallest bar of like $20,000 in inventory up to like 50, 60.
Wow. Yeah. Does it fluctuate, you know, with places like that are close to Pfizer Forum and that? Does it fluctuate during game weeks, game days, all that kind of stuff? Is it dynamic or is it very...
Fluctuation in regards to products you sell or volume of people?
The inventory that you order on a week-to-week or month-to-month basis.
Well, you know, we're blessed. We do a great business in downtown Milwaukee, and we have a really good brand. And we find that, you know, we have a consistent flow from the street coming off 3rd Street. And we have the Pfizer Arena, which is a major draw because it brings an influx of people down. So we can kind of, you know, order our inventory as needed by what's playing.
Gotcha.
You can look at the demographics, how old they are.
Sure.
They're not going to drink much.
Sure.
You need a lot of bourbons or a lot of wines.
Well, sure. One thing that's definitely changing is when you go to a bar, it used to be, all right, I'm going to the bar maybe with some of my single friends, you know, to find a date. That has changed dramatically in so many different ways. So when we come back, Mike Vitucci is going to tell us all about Pitch a Friend, a national group that hosts events all around the country. Locally, tonight at 7 p.m., presenters can make a 3 to 5 minute slideshow showing how funny, smarter, attractive, and all around dateable their single friend is. It's a creative way to hone your presentation skills and also support a local bar. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ.
Let me come home.
Welcome back to The Upswing, the future of almost everything. Steve Glenn, Martin Moore, I am Jeff Sherman. We are joined in studio by Mike Vitucci. 8 bars, restaurants, a lot of legacy in the bar restaurant space. Yeah, we need another couple hours to dive into all your places, all your stories. But one of the trends, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, is that look into 2025 and beyond. I think bars got to continue to get more creative in what you do to get people in the door. And that's for any business. But your relationship with this Pitch a Friend group, the event that's happening tonight, tell us all about that and what you hope to accomplish in terms of getting new customers and just for the engagement of your existing customers.
Yeah, that's interesting because I'm always looking for something that's unique and something that is solid and gives you value. People want a good experience. So Brittany from Pitch a Friend, it actually kind of was pitched to me in a way. I responded to her. We talked about it. And I used to do Match.com events at Whiskey Bar in Belmont and had a good relationship with that. And this Pitch a Friend, I get it. I loved it. I said, this is a rocking good idea. You can't do it too often. But you can do it enough where you give everybody a great experience. So that's how we hooked up our first, and it was outrageously successful.
So anyone can attend. It's free to attend. It's $5 to present. So essentially, someone's going to come, you bring a friend, you put together a pitch deck based upon him or her, and you have an audience to find them a date.
You know, it's interesting. We moved it to our main floor because it's so popular. So she opened it up to more spaces. So if you're looking to meet somebody, you want to come down, and if you have a friend you want to pitch, she'll sign you up on the spot. There's limited spaces, but Jeff, you know, you got to pitch one of these two guys.
You know? I don't think my wife would like that.
Yeah.
So the last event you had a really good turnout. I mean, many say events like this, it's much easier than online dating. But at the same time, there's probably some reluctance to go to a bar and kind of put yourself out there in such an open format. What did you see with the first event?
Honestly, I was overwhelmed by how comfortable a person is with a microphone when they know their best friend. And it is just so engaging. People are in awe. They put the handles up on the big screen. It's a slideshow.
Okay.
A person will say, hey, this is my buddy Jeff Sherman. Mm-hmm. He's been my buddy for 20 years. You know, he likes this, he likes that. Yes. Great to go out with. He likes these bourbons and what have you. He's a sailor, whatever. So all these things that you enjoy, you're selling to the audience and people are engaging. They're like watching this. And then they call up Jeff Sherman. Mm-hmm. And Jeff, you go up there and you say, hey, it's me. Nice to meet you, and it's just more through social media.
Yeah, all right. So honing those presentation skills live in a bar.
Room full of smiles.
I love it. So as you reflect on all the places you've owned through the years, which is your favorite and why?
Yeah, I've owned 8 spots, like we were talking earlier, it's like your kids. What do you root for? Yeah. So having a favorite. I'm blessed that they were successful. But one in particular stood out as Whiskey Bar. That was I loved the bourbons back then. People thought I was nuts. Whiskey Bar, what's that? Well, we did live music there as well.
Yeah.
We
did a dance club in downtown Milwaukee.
Right. Yeah. And it was no charge to get in, no charge for the music. It held about 800 people. And it was incredible.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, all the best with the Pitch a Friend event tonight and with the holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.